episode 240.
So whenever you've done searches in the past, all of my shop owners are like, auto repair, city state. I'm like, well, that's how a search used to be done 3 years ago. Now when you do automotive search, you do best auto shop near me, best auto shop that does brakes near me, auto repair near me. I mean, it's always a larger sentence, and it gets larger and larger. Hey, Siri, let me know what the World Series was back in 1982. And Siri's like, well, let me get back to you on that.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, aftermarketers, welcome to the Remarkable Results Radio podcast. This is Carm Capriotto. You know, I want to take this moment to thank my worldwide listeners, especially in Australia, France, Germany, Japan, and Spain, and of course, all my North American friends, and especially in the Great White North of Canada. You are inside a very interesting episode with Marianne Miller from Complete Marketing Resources. She's all about websites, and I promise, as always, a jammed-packed, insightful interview that may just solve a problem or two for you. Hey, we thank Federal Mogul Motor Parts for sponsoring this episode. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their Garage Rewards loyalty program at fmmotorparts.com. Keep in mind that Town Hall Academy lessons are now being released as podcast episodes. We don't always have the time to sit in front of a video screen, so making every live academy as a podcast makes the lessons available to a much wider on-the-go audience. You know, I was thinking when I first started my podcast, I didn't realize at the time, but I was ready to be embraced by a community of aftermarket professionals, a community that I've since found is made up of some of the most supportive and knowledgeable aftermarket people on the planet. I'm so appreciative that we've grown to be a positive influence within the industry. Hey, big thank yous to my new Facebook followers, Terry Reiling, Dennis Day, Kevin Judge, and Oklahoma Transmission Supply, and to my new LinkedIn connections, Scott Dodson, Sebastian Martinez Garcia, and Christina Dowd. Hey, great to have you all on board and engaged with the quality content produced for you each and every week, and you can find my social links at remarkableresults.biz/social. Now, meet Marianne Miller from CMR in Madisonville, Kentucky. You know, when in the first minute of the interview, bourbon was mentioned, and I knew we were going to be in for a ride. She says all the best bourbons are made in Kentucky. Marianne says she is living the dream by fighting the norm and making it easy and affordable for businesses to grow. We got deep into websites, what search trends are going to be like by the year 2020, why you need to set up your site for text-friendly searches, why blogging is so important, and why you should feature a video on your homepage. And another, at least 10 additional and very important pointers you need to know about building an award-winning website. Hey, find Marianne's bio and the interview's key talking points at remarkableresults.biz/E240. Now enjoy another great industry colleague sharing with you their story of remarkable results. Now, the interview with Marianne Miller. A warm welcome to Marianne Miller, President of Complete Marketing Resources. Hello, good morning, nice to see you.
Hello, and thank you for having me on board. I appreciate the invitation.
Oh, no problem, Marianne. We had our pre-call. You were teaching me about bourbon because you're out there in Kentucky.
Well, we like to show people about bourbon because bourbon is one of the highlights of Kentucky, that and horses.
Yeah, I know. And I love Tennessee and I love Kentucky. I love that whole area. In fact, I just may retire there someday. And could you give me some advice?
Absolutely. Go west. Okay. Go west, go west, go west. Western Kentucky is the prettiest place. And if you're going to go to Tennessee, go to Nashville. Nashville is someplace you would absolutely love, love, love.
No, no. I love Nashville. You don't have to tell me that because I was just there about a month and a half ago with the Automotive Communications Council. I've been there many previous times. I recommend Nashville to anybody. My son actually had his bachelor's party in Nashville just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So here we're talking about websites. I just can't wait to get in it with you because Okay. Obviously we're in the automotive aftermarket and mm-hmm. you provide websites to shops.
I do, and I love my shops. I absolutely love my shops. I have found that they're the most interesting people in the entire universe almost. Yeah. They're unique, they are intuitive, and then they're afraid. All three.
Wow. What do you mean by afraid?
Because they don't know what they're doing, and they're afraid because they have people telling them things that they're unsure of. Oh. So they just freeze up, like, I don't know, tell me, I don't know.
Got it. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but this is going to be a fun interview.
It's going to be different, that's for sure.
This is going to be great. So here it is, I've got these 10 questions stacked up. We're going to start with the first one. What's the most visited pages on automotive websites today?
The front page. Hopefully they can find it all on the front page. That's what the Google wants. Google wants you to find it all on the front page.
So if I found a shop and mm-hmm. I did my research and I clicked and here I am and I'm at Marion's shop and I get it from the front page, don't I want to find out about you and your team? Don't I want to click on About Us?
If you're on one of my shops and you've done it the way I've told you to do it, you'll know about us from the front page because you'll see on those banners how cool we are. You'll see that we're pet friendly. You'll see that we can do anything that you want done, and you can see that we do it better than anybody else. And you'll find out all of our services and all of our products on the front page. You can click on the button and you can make an appointment or call us from the front page.
Okay. So
it's all right there.
Great. Speaking of appointments, what do you see? How many people that visit are actually reaching out? Now, maybe it's more mobile, I don't know, and making appointments?
Everybody's mobile. I mean, that's where the world's going to. I mean, Google right now is saying that in 2020, 40% of all search is going to be verbal. So that kind of tells you where mobile's at right now. I mean, verbal search, 40%, that's a big deal. There are 15 billion mobile platforms last year, and there's going to be 50 billion by 2020. That's a huge number right there.
When you say mobile platforms, do you mean devices?
Yeah, I mean devices. I'm talking like iPads. I'm talking mm-hmm. about, the Androids. I'm talking about phones. I'm talking about everything.
50 billion by 2020.
50 billion. And everybody wants to go mobile. No one's using desktops. They all want to be mobile.
And everybody I know, and I'm watching this happen, was recently at a conference. They're taking their phone and they're speaking mm-hmm. into it. We're going to go to this Italian restaurant, and instead of querying or typing, they're speaking it. And is that going to be more critical in search engine optimization than it would be typing?
Absolutely. That's why your website has got to be geared to text. So when you look at a website in the old days, as it were, as people have done it in the past, they've always done it in bullet points. We do brakes. We do transmissions. We do engines. We do oil changes. It's all bullet points. Well, a bullet point can't be conveyed into a search question query. So whenever you talk, you're eloquent. Whenever you type, you do something quick. So whenever you do a text message, you just do 3 or 4 words. So whenever you've done searches in the past, all of my shop owners are like, auto repair, city state. I'm like, well, that's how a search used to be done 3 years ago. Now when you do automotive search, you do best auto shop near me, best auto shop that does brakes near me, auto repair near me. I mean, it's always a larger sentence, and it gets larger and larger. Hey, Siri, let me know what the World Series was back in 1982. And Siri's like, well, let me get back to you on that. I mean, because they're getting more intuitive whenever with the searches, as it were. So Google is already intuiting that. So by 2020, they know that 40% of all search is going to be verbal at the minimum. So what they're wanting you to do is make your website into a more verbal platform. So that means you got to have sentences, you got to have paragraphs. They want you to do it like a chapter in a book and a verse, which makes perfect sense because then they can read it and they can say, okay, they can make sense out of what they're reading and turn it into words and sentences and paragraphs. And then they can intuit what you have on your website and turn it into a query.
So you, for your customers, are being careful that the websites are going to be able to connect to all verbal searches.
Yes, what we do is our websites are set up like a newspaper because we've always done it that way because newspapers are something that grow and build and they're about what the topic is about. And the topic is about automotive repair, automotive industry, what's going on as a whole, what they can do for you, and who they are as people, what they do in the community. Because an automotive shop is more than what they used to be in the past. In the past, they used to be just, hey, we do this and we can turn a wrench and we do it well. And this is where you can find these services as like a shopping cart would be, basically. Now they're about people wanting to go and know who their automotive mechanic is. What can you do and who are you? Do I like you?
So you go to many websites and you go to a page, and I'm not sure exactly which page it is, the models that they work on and the work that they do, and you see, Acura and Toyota, mm-hmm. you see all the brands listed. Do those need to be brought into sentence form? Is that what you're saying?
Everything needs to be in sentence and paragraph form. Everything. No matter what you do, whatever you have on your website, you need to look at it as it needs to be a sentence. It needs to be like a book format. It needs to be looked at as if someone is reading it to you. Because if you can't divine it with your eyes closed by someone telling you something from your website with your eyes closed and understand what they're saying and be able to think about that product and that service in a way that you understand it with your eyes closed and someone reading it to you and understand what that means more than just, hey, breaks. Okay, what do you do with breaks? I have shops that actually have full service shops that people come in to work on their stuff. And they're like, well, why didn't you get your brakes done with us? Well, I didn't know you did brakes. Well, how do you not know they do brakes? I mean, seriously, they're a full service automotive shop repair. So, I mean, of course they do brakes. Everybody does brakes.
Yeah. Well, your point is if they did this search on Google or Bing or wherever, and you weren't optimized for brakes, you would, as logic as we all know that everyone does brakes, the search didn't come back with a result. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that people now operate on a whole different mindset than they used to. We drive home, we don't remember getting home because we're busy on the phone, we're talking to somebody, we're not paying attention. Used to be we paid attention to things. We looked around and saw things on the side of the road. I drive down the road anymore. I'm like, oh, when did that building get there? Oh, 2 years ago. Oh, I didn't see it there because I never pay attention anymore. You know, because you don't do that anymore.
You're also saying that if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. So if brakes didn't come up for that site, then he must not do it.
They must not do brakes.
Got it. Oh, wow.
Think about it.
You know that 70% of professional technicians install Moog? Do you know who is best in class in engineering R&D? Do you know who holds 47 patents and has 28 dedicated engineers on staff? Yeah, Moog. You should know that 85% of Moog socket-style components are manufactured in North America, and that makes Moog best-in-class for manufacturing. And since 1966, every NASCAR championship has been won on Moog parts. But you knew that. I know why you install Moog. They solve your problems. Over the years, Moog has provided problem-solving innovations like a patented pressed-in cover plate, powdered metal gusher bearing technology, compression-loaded ball joints, with a pre-installed integral dust boot, and vertical control arm bushings. You know why you install Moog. Enhanced durability, improved performance, and ease of installation. For more information, go to moogparts.com. Now you know. Know why you install Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust? Every part that goes into a Felpro box is validated and approved by a Felpro engineer. Product testing and validation is an integral part of Felpro's engineering, manufacturing, and field testing, where vehicles undergo tests that log over 1 million miles every year. They also reach out to you, the pro, through technology blogs and their technical forums to listen, learn, and keep in touch with you. It's amazing to think that Felpro produces over 325,000 gaskets per day. That's 325,000 per day in their 1 million square foot facility in Skokie, Illinois. Under the same roof, engineering and manufacturing uphold Felpro quality utilizing 4,500 active production tools with tooling tolerances to 5 microns. Now that's smaller than a human hair. A tight tolerance like that ensures the sealing ability of Felpro gaskets. And their own in-house chem lab develops proprietary formulations like PermaDry Plus to produce 35,000 molded rubber sealing components every day. Plus, with Felpro, you get coverage from 1955 of 96% of all domestics and 93% of all import vehicles. So feel confident that with new engines and new technologies, Felpro will be there with innovative solutions to solve your customers' sealing problems. Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust. Go to felpro-only.com for more information. So those darn Google algorithms are at work. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying Google is the best of the best of the best. And what you're working at right now is you're not working to find Joe Blow. You're working to find Google because Google is a person you need. Google is the one that you want to – you want Google as your buddy because Google is the one person you want to refer to because they're going to find you the rest of everybody else because Google is the only person you need to pay attention to. If you think about it, that is the one person you need. You don't need anybody else.
Someone told me one day that the Google bots or whatever they're called, they're out there looking and searching. And if you didn't update your website often enough, they pretty much will pass you by.
They don't need to. I mean, well, if you think about this, okay, if I'm paying someone to do work, right? And they go out and they look at something, they get all the information and they archive it and they go and file it all down there. And then they go back in a month later and the information is exactly the same. So they go back in 3 months, the information is exactly the same. They go back in 6 months, information is exactly the same. Why would I send my people out again and again and again and again to find the exact same information? Why would I not just go ahead and put them on a 2-year schedule? So yeah, just in case, do a drive by.
that's cool.
About that.
Yeah, I get. So, what do you recommend if I'm a shop owner? Do I have to post a blog every 2 or 3 weeks?
I would say that every single shop owner that's not posting a blog at least several times a month, if not, if the very minimum, a couple of times a year, if nothing else. I mean, if they just do salutes during the holidays, if nothing else. I mean, dear God, do something. And get on there and do something. And then most of them are paying people to do blogs on their Facebook accounts. And they're paying someone $300 a month to do a blog on a Facebook account. And I'm like, okay, seriously, guys, you got 50 people on your Facebook account and you're paying someone $300 a month to do your Facebook account. Put it on your website. Seriously, there's a program called DVR it that'll go straight from your Facebook account from your website to your Facebook account. Just do that. It's fine. Get a 2-for-1 program going there.
Got it. Great stuff. Thank you. How much weight is put on today from the consuming public on modern, attractive websites?
Let's put it this way. Your website is your online store. So if I go online and I find that I can't get what I want, and I can't see it, and I can't find what I want, and I'm frustrated, I'm gone. I'm done. You think about what your patterns are online. If you look at it from your own point of view and you go to something and it doesn't give you what you want, you're done. It's a one and done. So if they get there and it doesn't offer what they need, and you assume that if they're old and they're faulty and their program does not work online, then they're old and faulty in their work ethic at the shop. They don't have the right tools. They don't have the right education because they're not reflecting it online. That makes perfect sense.
Blogging. Some guys were great technicians. They ended up becoming great businessmen.
Absolutely.
As they went to school, they learned about how to become a great CEO. Now I have to become a writer? Are you kidding me?
It's like anything else. You don't have time to do everything well. Like I tell my shop guys all the time, I don't put gas in my car because I know for a fact that my Cole Haan tennis shoes that I wear, my Cole Haan driving shoes that I wear are going to get fuel on them. I know it. It's a fact of life because I am not smart enough to put gas in my own dadgum car. If the light doesn't come off, I do not go into the shop because I know that I don't know anything about my vehicle. Because everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses. So don't feel bad about the fact that you can't do it right. Because they all feel upset because they're like, I should be smarter than this, is what they say. I say, well, you know, I can't put gas in my car. So am I just stupid because of that? And they're like, well, no, you know, I do websites. I said, well, yeah, we won top 20. We won top 10. That's great. But I can't put gas in my car. And I said, I can't cook without burning things up. Do you know potatoes will blow up in the microwave? They will blow up and catch on fire.
I said, you learned that firsthand?
Hey, I've done it. Been there, done that. Got the blue flag. I do.
You didn't have aluminum foil on them, did you?
Nope. You don't need aluminum foil. You don't need anything. You just need the potato in a microwave. That's all you need. And they're rated to go. They work after that, by the way. You can use your microwave after that happens.
Okay. So you just told me blogging is important. How do I start?
It's really
important. How do I do it? What do I do? Do I just write about what I'm feeling? Do I write about the industry? Do I write about my company? Do I write about people around me? What do I write about?
You write about what's happening at your shop. Optimally, you write about what's happening at your shop because what's happening right now is what's so cool about right now. We've gone through this whole phase of, okay, I want to know about brakes. I want to know about transmissions. I want to know about engines. I want to know about the new Acura. I want to know what's going on with the Ford F-150. I want to know what's going on with my Power Stroke because it blows up all the time. You know, so dear God, give me some information on the Power Stroke. That's what we were at, okay? Now what's happening is we have this really cool opportunity because the millennials are in the industry now. They're out there going, hey, I'm out here and I want a relationship with my shop owners. I want to do business with people that are local. I want a long-term relationship. I want to buy things. I want to pay for them. I want to keep them long-term. I want a tiny house because I don't want debt. So I want a shop owner that I like. I want to see your face. I want to see your twinkly eyes. Do you let dogs in the shop? That's what they want to know about. They want to know how friendly you are, how easy you are to deal with. They want to know if you have an espresso machine. They want to know all those things about you. You know, can I get an Uber car back to the shop, back to my office whenever I leave there? Is that possible? Then they're after that, they're interested in what all you can do for them because they have good expendable cash to spend. It's about the relationship and about who you are. So it's about personalizing your website. So they want to know whether or not you have a brand new child that came out. You know, oh, you had a brand new baby. Oh my God, that's so cool. How are you doing? Is everything fine at the family? And yeah, they want to know about that. They want to know if you guys renovated a vehicle. They want to know you put an engine in. They want to know if you guys did a nonprofit thing.
Yeah, but isn't that Facebook stuff, not blogging?
That is blogging and it's Facebook. Because you got to remember, your website can go into your Facebook account. It's an easy program. We're talking about a little plugin that works just, and it gives you two for one. Then you also add in information about what's going on in your shop as well.
So I had a baby and I want to blog about it. And I want to blog not necessarily, I guess you would normally put that on Facebook, but strategically I may say, hey, we have a new baby in our life. I'm stopping to think about safety and child seats and all that stuff. And it gets into that whole thing and that's what brings that whole blog to life.
Exactly. What you do is you talk about the safety and the baby. You say, you know, we now have a new addition to our family and our family is expanding and it brings to mind all the great things that we need to do as far as safety for our family and stuff. So, you know, if you have a new baby in your life and have a car seat, bring it by and we'll do a free safety check on car seats.
Hello? Hello. This is, I mean, so think about it. There isn't anything you could probably that affects what's going on in your world and your business and your life that you can't relate back into a message. And yet, think about the 500 or 600 many customers that you have relationships with that can relate to some portion of what you write.
Exactly. I mean, you can't do it all about personalities. You can't do it all about me blowing up a potato, things like that. Yeah. You can't do things like that. But you can turn everything into a safety effect or something about this going on with your vehicle, something that's going on with something that's happening in their life. Or, oh, by the way, when's the last time you checked? I looked at my tire the other day, and I just saw that it was half bald. Have you looked at your tire lately? Do you know how to check for tire safety?
Yeah.
You can do it in that type of a tone, and that's the kind of blogging you need to do.
New technology. New certifications, remodel in the shop, new team members, new training we've taken. I mean, I can almost imagine 4 or 5 blogs a month based on things are happening out there at the speed of now.
And it can be short and sweet as well. It doesn't have to be very, very long. It doesn't have to be, they think they've got to go out and write a giant book, and they don't have to do that. Something short and sweet, because that's what they like Facebook for, short and sweet.
So let's do this right now. We're passing great information to our listener. 250, 350 words? I mean, that's not a lot.
No, it's not. Short and sweet.
And you need, and just find a picture, boom, pop it up, do a 200, 300 word blog, and you're a blogger.
And remember, at the end of the conversation, you always roll it back to, hey, thank you for choosing us as your shop, and we appreciate your business. And come on by, if you haven't been in for a while, come on by and let us check your brakes and check your oil and make sure that your car is safe, because your safety is of primary importance to us here at this shop.
Wow.
Because our drivers are, and our community is important to us.
Good advice. Thanks. Full screen videos. Boy, is that big today?
Huge, because you can show them, in a picture conveys a million words. So if you show them, you know, I had a guy the other day that said, you know, you won't believe this, but it's true, basically. He has a little blog he does like that, and he has a picture of what rodents can do in a vehicle. He took a picture of it and showed it, you know, have all these wires were all just chewed up completely by these rodents. Well, it was thousands and thousands of dollars in damage. And he put that up and put down, you know, what you need to look for as when you think there's an issue with your vehicle and how you should inspect your vehicle. Because people like me never lift the hood, ever. You know, so if you have other issues, there's other ways to intuit whether or not there is a problem with your vehicle outside of, you know, maybe lifting the hood. Look for smells, look for droppings for vehicles, look for underneath your car when you move it, whenever you if you have like little droppings underneath there from like twigs, things of that nature. He said, look for all these things because you might never know. If you've left your car for a long period of time, you may have rodents in your vehicle and not even know it.
Yeah.
You know? And someone else had a snake in their vehicle. And I'm like, oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
Marian, how comfortable are shop owners to have a video taken of them talking about their business?
Oh, they hate it. They absolutely hate that. They hate that, and they hate taking the picture as well. They're worse than women.
Have you convinced them that it's an important thing?
Not yet. Now, that curve is coming. It's, if someone goes and takes a video for them and helps them with it, it's fine. But they feel like what they feel is if they're very, very intelligent about what they do, but they feel as if they're showing off.
They're very humble.
They're humble. That's the word I'm looking for. Absolutely. They're humble about what their intelligence ratio is. They know what they know, and they know it very, very well, but they feel as if they're showing off when they do a video. And to show them, no, they're not doing that, but what they're doing is they're helping someone else to learn what they need to know about safety. That curve is something that's a little different for them. You know, once you show them, hey, it's okay, take the video, send it to someone that knows how to put it up and then utilize it, that's a little bit easier for them when you get to that point, because they don't know how to take it, then they don't know what to do with it afterwards. That's the problem too, because they've been told for years and years and years that it's so difficult to do any of these things that it's hard for them to understand that it's very simple to do and put it up.
Does a full video on me, my company, my shop, my family, our environment have to be done professionally, or could it be just done on a smartphone and put up on the site?
It can be very, very done on anything you want to do. I have a shop now that's done one, and they're the top 10 for last year from by ASA Auto Inc. magazine, and they did it themselves. And it's an absolutely amazing video about how he started the shop and why he started it and what it means to him. And it's pretty, very well done.
Are people using drones? Like, are they using drones?
He used a drone to fly into his shop, and it was just cool. Oh, it's cool. Sergeant Service Center down in St. Augustine, Florida. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. Been around for like 30 years.
Well, I will tell you this. I saw that. And part of the reason I asked you the question, and they did that themselves?
They did it themselves, yes.
Oh, my. What?
Both the videos they have on there, they did themselves. It is absolutely amazing.
Oh, my.
I wish I could say I told them to do it. I'm like, they sent it to me, I guess, 2 months ago, and they said, can we put this up? I'm like, oh, my God, yes, 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 please, please, let's
All
put
right.
this up.
Sergeant's Service Center, everyone should go out and check that out. Now that I know that it was a DIY thing, that was really cool.
It was very, very cool. Very, very, very cool. You know, and Larry's up here in Newburgh, Indiana. They're doing some DIY stuff themselves, and they're just pretty cool, too. They're neat.
So what are really the major ingredients? Can you give me the top three ingredients to an award-winning website in the automotive?
It's got to be functional. The customer's got to be able to find everything they need in two clicks. Got to be. You got to have it functional.
Functional, two clicks.
Two clicks. Two-click mentality.
And so if I said to you, Marianne, what do you mean two clicks, click one, click two? What is the consumer looking for in click one and in click two?
Well, they're looking for whatever they want in click one and click two. That's the problem. The piece that you need to find is they have to be able to get from one place to the other place, and that place has to be whatever they want in two clicks. So if they want to get from the home page to the appointment page in one click or two click, they can. They want to get from the news to the appointments or to the phone, they have to be able to do that. So it's going to be very, very easy for them to get to whatever they need, and the call to action has to be everywhere so that where they're able to get to it very quickly. That's that two-click mentality.
Got it.
No, so wherever you go, you can't hit a dead. You can't hit a dead end. They have to go back from where you started from to get to where you need to go, and that's the way they're made.
Don't hide anything. Make it easy. Make it easy.
If you go through your website and you get frustrated because you can't find something, you got a problem.
Got it. So functional. Number
functional,
one, functional.
Functional.
Number two.
Number two, you've got to have content, 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 and let's say content one more time because Google is all about content.
Got it. Content. And that goes back to our blogging. That also goes back to information on repair, videos.
What your services are. Your services, your products, and your brands, or your affiliations, all that is important content for you.
Excellent. Number three?
Personalizing. You need to personalize it. That means you need to have information about who you are, pictures of who you are, and your reviews need to be on your website. That's personalizing it.
Reviews.
Oh, you got to have them reviews on there. Absolutely. Because if I go to your website and I can't see how good you are, then I don't know if you did a good job or not for people. All of them need to be there.
Are you going to look at my reviews on my website, or are you going to look at my reviews on Google?
Yes, I am. I'm going to look at them everywhere.
You're going to look at them
everywhere.
If I get
to your website, I'm going to look at them there. Yes. I mean, because right now, Google, it's part of Google's algorithm. It's part of everybody else's algorithm. What happens is people trust reviews online 8 out of 10 times over anybody else's review. If you tell me if you tell me about a great shop that you use, I'm going to go look at that shop, but I'm going to look at the online reviews. And if the online reviews don't say what you say, I'm not going to go to that shop. That's been proven online now. That's the online statistics. Because the power of the review is important, if not more important than the power of the recommendation from a friend.
Because that confirms.
It confirms, yeah. Because what happens is you tell me about somebody that's great, but then you don't tell me where they're at. So I got to Google them online to find out where they are, right? So I got to Google online to go find out who they are, where they're at, and get the phone number, which is fine because my friend told me to go to Joe's repair shop, right? So I go look up Joe's repair shop so I can find the phone number. And when I go to find them, I'm looking at their reviews online. And I go to their website to see who they are and what all they can do and see if they can do what I needed them to do and what hours are open so I can figure out what I can do and when I can do it. And then I go look at them like, well, wait a minute. They're in that, they got that? I don't know about all that. Well, she said they were good. Let me look again. And so you look a little bit further. You're like, no, I think I'll go look at something else. So let me ask Sarah instead because I'm not comfortable with that.
I got it.
That's what happens.
So in managing your reviews, if you get a bad one, is like super, super critical.
It is. What you got to do is you got to claim your Google listing. If you haven't claimed your Google listing, by God, you need to go do it now. Like now. Claim it. Because most shops have not claimed their online review, their Google listing. And then when you claim it, every single time you get a review, you need to tell them thank you or you need to respond to the bad reviews.
Claim your Google listing. Help me understand that.
All right, Google's made a listing for every single shop, every single business out there. So when you look up somebody, you see that on the right-hand side of the page where it has the business information on the right-hand side with a picture, like a view of it. Yeah. On the right-hand side, it'll say information about it, and it'll say own this listing, or it'll say suggest an edit. So if it says own this listing, that means you've not claimed that listing. So you need to log on as yourself with your Gmail account and then click on that own this listing and follow those steps. And what it'll do is it'll allow you to claim that listing as yourself. And what it'll do is it'll say, hey, claim it by either clicking on the link and it'll call you with a robocall from Google. That'll be the only time that Google calls you. Google is not calling you guys out there saying, hey, you know, your listing's all jacked up, because that's not Google calling you. That is a telemarketer calling you trying to scare you to ever-loving death. Mm-hmm. Just hang up the phone on them. But Google will call you if you ask them to claim your listing. And what they'll do is a robocall you, give you a confirmation number code to put into that box there for the validation. Or they'll ask you, they'll tell you that they'll send you a postcard.
Got it.
One of the two, and then you claim your listing, and then you're allowed to enhance that listing, put information in that listing, put pictures in that listing. Now, what's important to know is only one person can own that listing. So don't let someone own that listing or claim it for you unless you trust them enough to let them do that. So if you're someone in your office doing that for you, make sure it's yourself, the owner of the business, or make sure it's a company that you trust.
Boy, I can imagine if that got a, if that got out of hand.
We have lots and lots of customers here whose secretary's done that for them, and then they've left. And then they don't have any way to access that, and they're trying to reclaim that listing from Google. And that's a long process. It's a hard process. It's painful.
You have taught me so much. This has been such an enlightening interview. I remember when we were chatting in our icebreaker call, getting to know you. You said, Carm, you don't need fancy. You want weight. Google will see the depth of the site. Mm-hmm. I love that. I wrote that down. Go into that a bit.
Okay. Well, I tell my customers all the time, we have a couple levels of package that we give people. And what I do is I like to put myself in their position. So I spend their money like it's my money. And so they're oftentimes, they go to the point, they're like, well, what do you mean I don't need the fancy? I say, well, I don't go for fancy. I go for weight, because Google goes for weight. You need the pages, you need the depth, you need the information. So if you don't have more depth to add to it to get the extra pages, you don't need to spend the extra money because you're going for fancy. So unless you want fancy because you just have to have it, fancy doesn't do a thing for you online other than make you feel better. Google needs the weight. You got the bricks and the mortar of your online platform that you need to build, and that's your weight. Your weight is your pages and information about you.
That goes back to the that number two, content. Is that the weight?
The weight is the content. The weight is the who are you, what are you, and why should I choose you? A good example of that is most of your shops have, I'm ASC certified. Well, that's just cool beans. You're ASC certified. That's great. But then you have a link to ASC Association. Well, that's leaving your website. Why would you want to leave your website? Why would you not want a page about ASC certification and why that's important to the consumer? If you're AAA certified, why would you want to go to AAA? Why would you not want a page on what that means to the consumer and stay on your website? You need to stay on your website. You don't ever need to leave your website.
By the way, does that page have to be in the menu bar or just kind of down below, hidden somewhere?
It needs to be hidden so that where it's there and available for someone to see and click on from that link. They don't have to hide. They could hide it. That's
Got
what
it.
I do. I hide it now.
It doesn't have to clutter the site, but when you have that link, boom, you're feeding the information, not someone else. You're controlling.
Absolutely. It scares my people when I tell them they have a couple hundred pages. They're like, oh, my God, it's too much. I'm like, no, it's not too much because you don't see it. It's not cluttered there. I said, it's all based on depth. It's just depth.
That's depth.
It's not that many pages when you look at the menu bar. I said, it's all hidden pages or depth of pages because you've got each article is its own page. They're like, oh, okay, I'm better now. I'm not panicking anymore.
So, Got it, yeah. You're controlling what goes up by how people are clicking through and learning.
Absolutely.
Involving themselves in the site and not creating. I get that. That sounds cleaner.
It needs to be clean. It needs to be simple. It needs to be effective. And like on your reviews, if you have 200 great reviews and they're on SureCritic, that's great. But SureCritic's not on your website. And Google can't read SureCritic and give you the credit for being on your website because it's on SureCritic. So it needs to be on your website. So having 400, 500, 600 reviews on SureCritic's not helping you. And when you put it in an iframe on your website, that's not doing anything for you other than people can see it. So that's like having a bunch of snazz on your website and having it fancy, 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 because it's not giving you any weight. You don't have any weight there. All you have is, you know, gloss.
Okay, you're in it. You're an expert at all this. Where do you see technology heading 3-5 years
out? Oh, man, technology is going to be fun. It's always changing, which is so cool. Staying ahead of the curve is exciting because it changes so much.
Every day. I mean, is it like every month there's some major transformation?
No, it's not that big. I mean, right now, Google's big thing is mobile first, which means that as soon as they get to that mobile platform on your phone, they're going to Google that and they're going to index that. And after that, they're done. They're not going to index your desktop anymore. They're going to index your phone only. So if you got a alternative website for your phone and then you have a desktop website, you need to take that little window that's covering up your website for your phone, take that down because otherwise you're going to lose all that data behind there because they're cleaning house. So you've got to get that down.
I don't understand what you just said.
Okay. What that means is a lot of the websites out there right now in the automotive industry specifically, what they have is they had a big giant website and they didn't change it to a responsive website, which means it reconfigures itself for any
platform. For every device. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So what they did was they put another website platform up, which is a mobile platform for their phone.
Oh.
So it's only for their phone.
I see.
So it's an alternative website. It's got mobile dot, their website on it. And on the bottom of it, it says, the way you can tell on the very bottom of it, it says view full website.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And if you have that, what that is that is an alternative website. So when it happens is when mobile first hits, Google's going to index their mobile platform. And when they get to their phone and they index that mobile platform, that's what they're going to see is what they have on their mobile device. Everything else, which is their desktop website, is going to be gone. All that information is going to be completely washed out of Google's archives.
You're saying that your website has to be totally responsive by device.
Or if you have that conversion piece in there, if you'll take that piece off of your phone and just call it good and just have a squished down website like normal people would have because they don't have a responsive website. If you just do that, then at least you'll keep all your data and all your indexing that Google has for you.
Got it.
And that's a way to save yourself at least.
What else do you see in your crystal ball?
The other thing Google's doing is they're taking into consideration your entire online platform. So that means every single directory that's out there from Yelp to Yahoo to Bing to Yellow Pages, to White Pages, to Super Pages, to the iPhone directory, all those directories out there, they want you to have them all the same. So if all your information is consistent across all those platforms, that's going to count towards your algorithm for Google as well. So you have to get all those in the same boat, the same way. So you need to make sure all that is correct and consistent across all platforms.
They want you to play nice.
No, they want you to be, they want you to know who you are, because if you can't control your data online, then you can't control who you are and what you're doing. So what you need to do is make sure you fence in your yard and do your weed, clean out the weeds from around the edge of your yard and clean and mow your hedges and everything else. That's what they want you to do. And if you can't control your data online, then you can't control who you are and what you are, then they lose respect for you. You want to gain their respect by controlling your online platforms. You want to control who you are online. You control your front door, your back door, and all your windows. That's what your directories are. If you think of it that way, and if you look at it as an analogy, basically.
Got it. I understand. You're an intense person. Wow.
I'm either that way or asleep.
Okay. On or off. I get it. You have any hobbies that you burn off?
Walking horses. I go horseback riding when I can.
Okay.
So, yeah, trail riding is my way to go be quiet. And I go ride by myself in the back of the group.
What's one thing you've done that no one knows?
I was born in Berlin, Germany. I was a German citizen until 1987. Does that help?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's really interesting. If you were asked to give a TED talk, what would it be on?
I have to think about that. It'd be different.
All right.
It could be a lot of things.
Like?
It just depends on my mood.
All right. The mood you're in right now.
I think I want to talk about bourbon right now.
Oh, yeah.
Marketing to big giant companies would be something I'd love to talk about one of these days.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. You just worked it out.
Yeah.
And any last words for our team out there, our listeners, that wise words for them on internet marketing?
What they need to know is it's easier than it's ever been, and it's more affordable than it's ever been. You guys have this concept that it's got to be more expensive than what it's ever been. Oh, my God, I'm not paying enough for it. I had a guy call me the other day and said, well, I had a red flag come up because it's not expensive enough. I'm like, dear God, guys, really seriously? If it doesn't cost that much to do it, then why should you charge so much to get it done? It's okay. I promise you. It's fine.
Got it.
They're like, but it should cost more. It's okay. It's okay. They think it should cost a whole lot more than what it does. And it just doesn't, because it doesn't cost that much to do.
Marion Miller, President, Complete Marketing Resources. It was refreshing. It was fun. It was engaging. And boy,
thank you.
In 30-some minutes, we got 50 minutes worth of content.
Oh, bless your heart.
And you know how important content is.
It's content, content, content. Every day, all day long. Thank you so much for the interview. I appreciate you. I've enjoyed talking to you as well.
Thanks, man. See you.
May the sun come out.
Yes, and I do hope the sun comes out, Marion. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah. Hey, Aftermarketers, thanks for joining Marion Miller and myself for this informative and insightful interview. Get the top episode takeaways on the show notes page and additional bio information on Marion Miller at remarkableresults.biz/E240. Isn't it great to slow down for, less than an hour a day and listen to the premier automotive aftermarket podcast? So much to learn, so many ideas, so many insights to consider and implement. Hey, I'm glad you've become a loyal listener and appreciate the wisdom found in every interview. I'm sure you know by now, I'm a person who links people that need and want knowledge in a way that is easy to find in their day-to-day life. Share this content-rich resource with your friend. Thanks so much. Hey, keep in mind how easy it is to filter the Remarkable Results Radio content. You have the search feature, the series filter, and the tag cloud to help you narrow your area of interest. And if you haven't linked up socially, go to remarkableresults.biz/social and find the links to Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.